know what I just figured out? It is the 21st anniversary of the Fourth Great Rising Year. And, and I think it's a great thing, it's a great time to introduce the Clayland with Interchange synagogy. And it's to bring out the products of the great writing year, which was Storms of October, Rachel and her knight in shining armor. And of course, Godsend, yeah. Now we can use this advertisement for Quicks.us. Trying to get it out there and to get people playing around with it. Let them add things to it. Things like that. Throw up a lot of interesting things. And make things so they work good. I need to get links running. Oops. I've got a little hitch. I don't have a little hitch anymore. I went off the road next. It was a boss. Although I try to be nice to boss, being kind of a bossy sort of person myself, I get a lot of things done, but I don't do it with a lot of beauty and style, and it's so wonderful, though I'm not thinking. But, boy, I think we have gone. Yeah. Last 2 years have shown that to me. I'm a relentless sucker, man. But I'll get grumpy if it's not coming together. If it requires just raw drive to get it done, I'll give you drive. It'll be ugly, but I'll give you drive. And it'll get accomplished. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, this came to me in the snail. All good ideas happen in the shower. Quiet time, a little white noise, relaxation, chug things, turn up out of the head, man. Nothing like a shower to help God speak to you. I should do a thing about that, about the importance of the shower. I've got the actual website now arranged in such a way that there's the collaborative. Actually, it's broken into three parts. Only two parts are visible to everybody. There's actually three parts. The first part is the collaborative part. Throw stuff out there. Tell people what it's all about, and let them let him contribute. Let him play with it. Let him do stuff like that. And then there is the Jason. That's the, okay, the first one, the Cloud of the Park. That's the main web. I use Twiki. Although, can I tell you, I think Twiki is about to the point of death. I do some stuff, and I keep running back to old Twiki because it's actually made to handle collaboration pretty well. Okay, so that's one part is the collaborative part, which is all the stuff about Quailing. I've also got the section on that are just my finished writings over the years. Well, I've been finding more and more. I'm shoving them in there. And that's just, I don't know, vanity. Need to have an outlet. Might as well do it. I'm running the other server, so I might as well do it. Did it keep a little more broken up? No, I don't. So, and then that third part is actually my works in progress, my WIP, and that's where all the works in process are kept. And that's not viewable really by anybody. So that's where things kind of happen. That's how things go. And we're working out for a little bit, thinking around a little bit, saying, I don't want to quite ready for prime time, but at some point, and I guess I'm taking a page from Clark Ellswick, who says, you know what, even if it's not quite, you know, it's not fully polished or anything like that, although how can a collaborative site be anything like polished? Go ahead and throw it out there. And we'll make it work. We'll make it happen. So I think that's what we're gonna do. It's already officially out there. It's already officially ready to go. And this, I think, will be a pretty good little prelude to going after a cooperative extension or coming at it. You know, it doesn't mean I'm going to get it. They might decide that they want somebody completely different. I think in most cases, and I think it's just true by and large, we want people who are really quite experienced, prepared to do these sorts of things. You know, you might say, well, we want somebody young and vibrant. You go, well, I don't know. This Devereaux's pretty Devereaux's pretty engaging fella. You know, you can get young and whatever, vibrant, however much you want. It's just what it comes down to. I just want somebody who's willing to do the job. And that makes these things happen on a whole other level. And so, yeah. We need to make a little cage for the gift. Quicks.us kind of out there on the map, let people know about it. So, there's what we're going to do today. It's the 21st anniversary, and of course, when you think of 21, you think of being legal. It's my time to be legal. Gotten out of childhood, we're now in its adulthood of all the things that were written in the great writing year. Way to launch this whole little thing I've been working on for, you know, I've only been working on it for probably about, I don't know, a few months. And, a little way to keep you, keep people interested in what's going on. Of course, having a wiki is a great homage to one of the things that got me fired from school teaching. Not fired, but, you know, I got, I got to hand in my resignation before they got rid of me. They weren't going to keep me around. So anyway, kind of an homage to that. Thank you. all that, boy, am I just having a great time, not really talking coherently. A lot of these recordings go that way, what can I say? So I'm probably going to end this and start listening to something. But that's kind of the plan of what we're going to be doing are these great homages. So people know that I actually am from here. That I've done interesting things too. This will be a wonderful way to kind of bring up the circumstance, the reality, make it happen. You know, it should be fun. Talk about the maniacal art was my great expedition, the second great expedition out of Tucumcari. Challenge yourself. And it's been the whole Portales, Oklahoma City, back to Portales, back to Oklahoma City. So it does form kind of an arc. So we can do it like that. Well, the manic art. Just to see what could be done. Which I propose to a lot of people. All right, going up the hill. Up the hill to Raglan, man. Raglan! Oh, boy, it's Raglan! There are some cool-looking places. I did some clandestine exploration of Raglan. There's some pretty cool stuff up here. It's a darn shame that it just became kind of nothing. You know, so I didn't ultimately just say, hey, let's do this. Anyway, so I wanted to be more information about the area, about the place, and people too. not to assuage the fact that we're going to have interesting people. And to give them little I don't know if I want to make it a little mini size. That's kind of frightening. I don't want them using it for huge things. But let's be organic and see what comes of all this stuff. Don't really wanna put limits on people and things and stuff like that. Once it comes a little bit. And then when it starts being, oh, you're making this untenable, give them an opportunity to make it tenable before you start making rules. Oh, it's one of those cool days. There's clouds in the sky. There have been lately. And that's one of the cool things. Lisa likes the blue skies around here. I kind of like the fact that in the mornings and in the evenings, it's often kind of cloudy. And I like that. We're kind of getting the whole, like, a lot of people call it the God effect, where there are rays of the sun coming through the clouds and shining up into the sky or down onto the ground. And that's always beautiful. It's a beautiful world. Let me tell you, when people say that this is a telestial world, which is third grade, not even choice beat, just kind of, it just says, no, this is beat, stamped beat. It's not choice, it's not prime. This place has still got its charms. And it'll be cool to go to places where got more charm. What I'm going for, transcendence has some stuff to do with place. It also has to do with people. These are the kind of people you get to be around. And those really end up being the two big things that, I don't know, God seems to bring them up quite often. And who has more experience with existence and how things go than he does? So, kind of excited for that. Coming up in the future, that brings up the whole other thing that I've got to do. I've got to get back to consolidating stuff that has been put on the big website, on the blog, and I probably want to shove over into my territory. There's stuff to do a simple blog in Twiki, the software that I'm using, but I don't think I'm gonna go that way because I don't want it to be used that way. I don't want it to become little silos particularly. I want it to stay collaborative now. Awesome. A lot of control over that. You don't want to exercise a lot of control. I think I've already exercised sufficient control for what the scale and scope of it is going to be, which is the area. I've spent the bulk of my life in this territory, and I kind of want to, since I've been doing it, does that make me an expert? No. But I can bring my supposed talents. Pardon me. My supposed talents to bear on this. And glad to be alive, glad to be here, glad to be doing the things that I'm doing. and back into, not really, I don't like to talk to him as teaching. I think of it more as facilitation and encouragement to take on your own learning, your own self-learning. And how important that is, development, to transcendence. You know, one doesn't want to be constantly acted upon. That is not, that's really not God's purpose for sending us down here, is to be entertained or to be, to just consume mindlessly. I think about bugs. And you go, I don't know if bugs get entertained, I don't know, you know, but they certainly do, they spend a lot of time consuming, and if they do anything positive, it's usually a byproduct. Bees are wonderful, you know, that's a good analogy to the kind of person we like to kind of build here. So, anyway, I kind of liken the whole aspect of, making this thing happen. I want to get a little bit, you know what? Lisa really liked that little spit of land just on the other side of, of the interstate. There's that's about 5 acres for sale of, up above, and let me tell you, you look down on the valley, on Tucumcari Valley, and it's really quite scenic. I was thinking I want to get into goats a little bit. This whole piece of land up there is definitely goat territory. We'll just have to see what we get. You know, I don't really ask for anything for crazy. What is interesting, though, is on the 5 acres, there's actually a piece of, I don't know if it's owned by some tower company. It may be owned by a tower company, but it may just be, you know, you have access and rights to it. There's an old microwave station up there, and that would be the perfect place to do some amateur radio stuff. It's up high, and it's nice, and that would be cool. Gotta tell you. So, depending on how well this house sells, and I really hope it sells really well, hopefully we'll get enough money to do a few things that we'd like to do. Clean some stuff up, make some things happen. Trying to think of what else I really want to think about. anyway, so that might be kind of the cool thing that I'd like to get, like to make happen in the next little while. This place suits Lisa. and I'm kind of a wandering fella. You know, I am. I wonder. I need to look up Old Tom Bombadil. And you got to know that's my situation. And you can say, so how do your kids feel like being children of Tom Bombadil and the River Dogger? Well, this is that. That's something you'll have to talk to them about. And I am simply who I am. I love my children, but they're going to have to go figure out things for themselves to a large extent. I did. I figured out. At least I figured out what I was going to do. And my kids left it safe. And are they going to have interesting problems? Yeah. The pairing of Lisa and I is interesting. More than anything else, I tell you. But we kind of take care of each other. And that's a good thing. And so there you go. I didn't even give that any thought. Wow. Okay, so. Now I got some stuff to do. Here's stuff that's going to be lunch, I guess. Anyway. So, I've got this service I'm paying for. Not that I requested it, but they kind of voiced it on me. $80 a month, so I've got some incentive to get some stuff done about this, which is to get my weight down to 225. Currently, it's 260. I don't know how much I used to weigh. I used to weigh almost close to 280. So. I've gradually been losing some weight. It's been kind of yo-yoing a little bit. I'm trying to do better by just saying, you know what? When you have one plate full, walk away. And it's kind of interesting that I'm not terribly hungry. And I don't think I've been operating off of hunger for a long time. So I'm trying to get to the point where... And I don't think I have a really good hunger trigger either. So I need to take advantage of that. And not be too worried about what goes on that way. I don't know how other people are particularly. I don't know if they have an overactive hunger trigger. I just used to eat. I think I would eat because I was sitting down, I was bored. I needed something to do to keep me busy. Hopefully the Twinkie, bada, itty bitty. Will keep me running okay. Hopefully. So anyway, pardon me. That was a good job. The quintessential Tukum carrier, the quintessential Tukum guy. And he's at one with the territory. And appreciating Quayland, Cowboy Matt King of about his stuff. If he's got the internet, if he's got the Legos, if he's got some movies, I think he's okay. He does all right. We're gonna get him back busy in what he does, help out at the dinosaur museum and stuff like that. Now we'll just have to figure it out. I'm kind of rolling up. I guess I'm done. Start thinking about this stuff. I'm pondering that. This is what happens when I get a couple of intriguing ideas. I stop talking because I'm too busy thinking. I can't think and talk at the same time. I need to let this go and think about some of the things that I come up with. Some of those quiet times. Hey, I'm here. There's deer here. Not big, huge deer. Not deer. Oh, yeah. The range out this far. Anyway, take care of yourselves, everybody. Talk later. Oops. I'm going to get this thing. Never smooth. Talk later.